同样的，我们要先念般若波罗蜜多心经。 We'll start the session by reciting the Heart Sutra in Mandarin. You can also recite it in English if you want to. The English version is on page 8 of the little booklet.《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂，followed by the reading of the text for today, Foundation of All Good Qualities, which can be found, the English version can be found in the prayers, Red Prayer Books, page 137. Gong De Ben Song. 唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念慈，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认心，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知即大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习熟甚菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道，修成法器随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度， 彼时加持令我正确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍皆平息。唯愿知识不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we do a short breathing meditation. Okay, then try to keep your back straight. Then focus your mind on the breath. Okay, so a few minutes. Yeah.
同样的，我们先做一个简短的共修。我们要做的是呼吸观，背请挺直。然后我们把你的心呢专注于呼吸上几分钟。
So then, next, so then, set up your motivation. So you do short meditation. So I'm going through this meditation to benefit myself and other. Okay, thus much a bit.
Next, we need to adjust our mind, to do this short meditation, to benefit ourselves and others.
So then now, in front of one space, visualize the beautiful lotus. So on top of the lotus, you visualize the mundis. Then on top of the mundis, you can visualize the yellow light. Suppose you visualize like that, then slowly this light form the shape of Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, so like that, then visualize Buddha Shakyamuni clearly.
接着呢，我们观想在我们的前方虚空呢，出现一个莲花，莲花座上呢有一个月轮，这个月轮上面呢就出现了黄色的光芒。 这黄色的光芒呢，慢慢慢慢变成本师释迦牟尼佛的形象，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, try to visualize, not like painting picture like that, but I guess the real Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, lively, just in front of you. So try to get that feeling.
这样呢，我们观想的时候呢，并不是说本师释迦牟尼佛的形象很像我们看的图画或者照片啊那个形象，而是真的哦，观想的好像他就是栩栩如生的那个模样啊，就在你的前面，要有这样的觉受。
So then, next one, so then you can visualize numberless of offering. Then visualize that you are making offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
接着我们观想了对本师释迦牟尼佛呢做出广大的供养。
Okay, so then next, then from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, nectar, lyres come out, enter yourself, then purify it. you know, all our the negative thoughts are imprint of negative and physical pain, mental pain, whatever, you know, totally purified by the power of Buddha's blessing. So visualize that.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛身体呢放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露和大光芒呢，净化了我们所有的烦恼、业障还有习气，以这本师的大加持力，把这些呢全部都净化干净了。
Okay, so then next we recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so you can do same visualization. So especially you have some difficulties in the mind or unhappy or whatever, you know, you have some this negative emotion in the heart, then let go, you know, letting go, okay, when you chant.
接着呢，我们要一起念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。我们可以呢，在念诵的时候呢，也做如刚才的一些观想，然后呢，我们可以同时观想我们心里的一些烦恼啊、不开心的事啊，随着甘露和大光芒呢，一起全部呢放下。
타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소 타야 타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소
So then, lastly, do dedication, short dedication. So by this, due to this merit collect by doing meditation, chanting, whatever merit we collect, maybe become cause to become, you know, to becoming like Buddha Shakyamuni quickly as possible.
现在呢，我们就以此。 短修的短暂的共修，还有念这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的功德呢，以此功德呢，回向让我们能够快速的成就释迦牟尼佛成佛的这个佛果。
Okay.
这是上课的铃声。
啊，不打 calling。
Bell for school。
啊
？It's a bell for school. Lesson starts.
啊嘞。Lesson starts. Yeah, I don't know. 啊？Anyone? Question? Something you really want to know. You know, something I really want to know, like, then good.
诶，我们的有谁有问题要问的？如果你看了一些书啊，或者可能回家你修了一下，有什么问题可以发问？动机很重要。
See, you must ask quickly other shit.
So 你的问题是什么？就是这哦，你的问题是要怎么样想啊？Andy is asking about the motivation. For example, every day when we do our prayers, when we attend pujas, attend any dharma activities, he said his motivation is actually very important. So, how should we go about it? How should we think about it? Or how should we motivate ourselves?So, how to generate, how to have this kind of generation?
Very good question.
Huh? 问得很好。
Very good question.
Until you score point. So
you must learn from her, you know. She's very ready to ask question. Always. Must.You know, you don't ask quickly, she will ask, so you don't have chance.
So the 天如就是在称赞安迪尔讲，哦，我们应该跟他学习哦。如果你问题哦，你不马上问的话，一定被他抢先问了。
So like that, also learn, you know, she is not shy to ask question. Very good, immediately she asks, you know, most of the people are just shy. Oh, if I ask this, oh, I'm shy, Pisces.
Paisei,
What people think, what is my question, good or not, yes, so much. She don't think, no? She just asks immediately. So also it's very good to learn.
所以很多人问问题可能都会觉得不好意思，如果问这个，可能我问题不是很好了，然后等一下人家听了，哎呦，为什么你问这种问题，他Paisei。可是安迪不会这样。安迪是很勇敢的，我们要跟着安迪站起来。
Okay, so this I mean, must ask, you know. Sometimes we want to ask, then you don't, you know, somehow cannot ask like that. You know, if she can ask, why can't you ask? We are sin, you know. If some really want to ask, then must ask. You know, be brave to ask question.
所以呢，如果安提能够提出他的疑问啊，这样提出来，哦，我们也可以了，哦，我们也应该可以提出问题的。所以呢，我们如果有问题，就要勇敢的、敢敢的问。Okay,
so if you ask your question is good, not good, doesn't matter, you know. If your question is not good, people laugh, also okay, it's okay. You know, you make people laugh, so you enjoy more, you know. So let them all think so much.
如果你问题问得好，当然没有问题。问得不好，人家笑也不用紧嘛，至少你给人家带来欢乐。
Okay, must learn, must ask. It doesn't matter. We all learning. So nobody is perfect. Everybody have mistake. So it doesn't matter. You know, ask questions. Something, of course, again, you have to ask something. Something you don't understand, you want to know, then it's good time. You know.
所以呢，如果我们想学到更多东西的话，我们就应该提出我们的问题。当然，每个人都会犯错误了，所以不要为了怕犯错误就不敢问了哦。所以大家如果有不明白的地方，或者很想要问的一些问题，很想要问的哦，就勇敢的哦问，勇敢的举手哦。
Oh, like that, huh?Okay, mindful. When I ask a question, immediately ask, so there was no time for you.
What is it?
Okay, that's it.
Huh? Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. But Karen G, you haven't answered the question. You haven't answered her question.
Which question?
Motivation. How to generate this right motivation when you do your... Every morning when you do your prayers, or when you attend any Dharma activities or pujas.
All that. So, I mean, this is very important, you know, of course.Motivation is very important. You have a strong motivation, then that will drive your life in that way, you know. Really put you to walk that way. The motivation is all about that, you know. So motivation is important. Whatever you want to do, you must have some motivation there, you know, strong motivation. I want to do that, you know. This is important for every cases, you know.
所以呢，其实我们讲到动机啊，安迪用这个话，动机啊，动力的动，机会的机。所以在佛教里，我们叫发心，我们用这个字发心。你读佛经是发心，那发心是非常重要的。因为你发心很强的话，发心很强的话，他就会把你所做的东西朝向那个方向哦去做。所以不管我们从事什么东西，我们做什么东西呢，这个发心呢都是非常重要的，因为它会使你讲哦，我要这么做。
So, so.The point is, of course, in order to motivate yourself, first you must understand, you know, why you need that. You know, that's the one of the important. You know, first you have to understand why you need that. Anything, and I'm just saying that, but anything, whatever you need, first must understand why you need that. Then you understand that, that will motivate, you know.To put effort to achieve that.
所以呢，如果我们讲到这个发心呢、啊，这样我们首先知道为什么我们需要发这个心，为什么需要发心。如果明白了为什么自己需要发心的话，就可以调动自己要朝这个方向去做。
Okay, so I mean, the I mean. I don't know, last Wednesday I was talking to the class there, you know, but for example, you want to lose weight, you know, you really see, I need to lose my weight. You know, time is big, you want to reduce your tummy or whatever, you know. Unwanted, you know, here, whatever come out, you know. I want to lose it. It looks so ugly, you know. So, then you go to the gym, diet, you know, exercise, yoga, you know, because you want to lose weight, you know. Then your goal is, you know, look like that, not so nice. You may be more slim or more muscle, whatever, you know, look like that. It's the nice. So you want to look nice yourself. If somebody look also say nice to you. So that's your goal is that. So then, in order to achieve that, of course, you do so many things, you know, this thing, that thing. You know, you make your time, you know. So because you see the goal there, I want to achieve that. I really want to achieve that. I look so ugly, you know, for example. Then, of course, you make time travel, you do this, you know. So that's how that motivates, you know, for example.
在星期三的开始，星期三你们没有来啊，晚上7:30。 打广告，那星期三Cambridge开始中，他就有讲过这个一个例子，举一个例子，比如说减肥啊。如果呢你明白以后知道自己为什么要减肥啊，可能你看看你自己哇，这边那边有很多什么轮胎出来了，轮胎啊这边你觉得不想要的部分啊，已经非常突出，你觉得啊自己看了都觉得很难过，很伤心。 所以呢，你就想，哎，这样呢，我应该把这些部分给去掉。所以你可能就讲，哦，我的饮食要注意些什么，然后呢，我可能也需要做瑜伽，或者可能需要做一些运动。这样你看，你就会觉得，哎，如果我通过这样的方式呢去的话，我可以减掉这些部分呢，这部分就会去除掉。然后呢，或者是我哪个部分的肌肉多一点，这样你就觉得哇，很好看。 不但是自己觉得很好看啊，自己很喜欢照镜子，觉得很好看。那别人看你就哇，这个好看啊！哦，这你就哇，就如果你是定下了这样的目标的话，哦，你有这样的目标的话，这样你就会积极的、很积极的去做哦，就会调动自己啊，哦，放一些很多时间、很多精力啊，去做这样的东西啊，去积极的去减肥啊，做运动啊。 因为你心中已经有个目标了，所以你就这样去发心哦，我一定要把自己变得好看哦，所以呢，这就是我们讲的发心了。So
like that, you know. So then, that how it motivates, you know. Then we put all the effort there. We're able to put effort that how hardship, you know, how much kilo you have to weight up, you know, or what weight. How much kilo you have to lift up, you know, hardship, you know, pulling the metal here, there, I don't know, so much hardship, you know, you don't mind, you know, you don't mind that. It's painful, difficult, of course, but you don't mind. You want to see the result, you know. Result is to look nice, whole point is that. Look nice, you feel better, that's the result, that's all, you know.
No pain, no gain.
Correct. So result is that, you know, you look nice, you feel happy, that's all, you know. Maybe you live healthier than before, yeah.
So, you know, 如果呢我们有这样的发心的话呢， 我们发心呢，我们就会很积极的去调动自己呢，然后放很多心思、很多时间、很多精力呢去做。虽然在过程中呢，我们可能啊，需要忍受一些痛苦，哦，可能你讲，哎呀，我要去到多余的赘肉5公斤啊，你说哇，每天就看看，就是做，然后去量啊什么。然后你虽然你觉得哇，你需要精力很多痛苦啊，做运动啊什么，有时候。 觉得啊有点受不了，可是呢，你就觉得，哎，这些痛苦呢都是值得的，你觉得，哎呀，这是值得，所以呢，你就啊，这样，哎呀，不用紧， 我忍一忍，所以你就咬紧牙关了，是痛苦之的。因为呢，你要看到成绩，因为你觉得可能呢，没有痛苦就没有收获，不是耕耘啊，是痛苦，没有痛苦就没有收获。然后你因为你要看到成绩嘛，你的成绩又看到自己，哎，我变得好看了，哇，帅啊，健康啊，什么啊，哇，你觉得哇，啊，别人看了很羡慕你自己，哇，飘飘然，哇。水啊，
水
，good looking
啊，马赛啊，
福建，福建，福建，
水
啊，水，
水，水，哈哈哈哈哈。So, so like that, you know. So same thing also, like you know, some people diet, you know.No, even so delicious food, you know, they avoid. You know, so delicious food, they avoid. Shit, because of to achieve certain result, you know, even like so much, they avoid. You know.
所以呢，为了达到那个减肥的目标啊，所以有些人哦，哇，真的是忍耐力很高，他看到很多哦。很多美食啊，很好吃的食物，他都可以忍住啊，都避开啊，就是尽量避免哦。所以呢，为什么呢？就是为了要达到他的目标了。
So all this what we do is about, you know, happiness. That my point is that to achieve happiness, you know, look good, you know, whatever, you know, look good, you feel happy.So all boils down to that. You work so hard to achieve happiness, you know.
所以呢，为什么这些人肯这样做呢？因为呢，他们要得到快乐，因为他们觉得如果自己变得很好看的话，哇，他自己就会觉得很快乐。哦、
Okay, so the point is that we all working for that, you know.Whether consciously, whether unconsciously, from morning to night, you know, we move. Is our movement is all about that to see some happiness, to achieve some happiness. You know, that's our motivation. You know.
其实呢，我们每个人呢，都是这样的，无论我们有没有意识的发觉到、哦、它在我们的潜意识里面、哦、无论我们有没有发觉，我们从早到晚呢都在去做这样的东西、啊、去追求一些快乐。
So here, you know, you go to gym, then of course you become a little bit slim. Of course, after 1 year, after 1 month, even not need 1 year, you know, even after 2 weeks, you don't maintain, your body become back to same, you know. You know, you put so hardship for 1 year, but just talking example, you know, you don't maintain after that. Okay, you look good, slim, okay, everything no coming up here. I don't know what to call. huh? All this all interesting coming out all that. So...One year, you know, like that, you put effort. Okay, you look good, but you don't maintain, you don't look your diet, you don't do the exercise regularly. Of course, you just eat what you like, you know, that don't do exercise. Of course, within 2 weeks, 1 month, and back to normal, you know.
可是呢，有时候是很人算不如天算啊！比如说你为了要减肥啊，然后你很积极的、啊、去健身啊，去健身房啊，哇，举重啊，做运动啊，然后你又得到了理想的身材啊，跟女的苗条，男的健美，像你这样忍受啊，忍受各种啊，各种运动的那个痛苦啊，等等啊，这样一年之内，哇，你变得好像人人羡慕啊。可是呢，你只要放松两个星期啊，像两个星期这样啊，我休息一下两个星期哦，不要去运动了，不要说就吃啊、喝啊、玩啊。那两个星期，你看，哎， 哇，你回到你一年前的那个样子，那个大块大块的又出现了，意大利又出现了，所以你想啊，你所有一年的苦功啊，都付诸东流。
So like that, but some people, you know, they know this, then they maintain the exercise diet regularly, you know that, you know, they can look same shape for a period of time, but of course cannot last, you know. Sooner or later, of course, get old age, this and that, how much exercise you do, this and that, it doesn't look beautiful, you know.Ugly, you know, ugly and ugly like that. How much exercise you do, impossible to maintain forever, you know, that shape.
当然有些人是很积极的啦，他会一直不断的持续的去运动啊，去保持那个理想的身材。可是呢，他们年纪大了怎么办啊？他们老了怎么办？在当你老的时候，无论你做多少，你都不可能的保持和年轻的时候那种身材了，哦，这根本就不可能的了。
So this is the life, you know. For a small happiness, to achieve a small happiness, you know. For this life.You know, a small happiness to achieve for this life. Then we put so much effort there. You know, just one example, but everything like that, you know. You look deeply, everything is like that for us. So much hardship we put. Something, just short period of happiness. Not perfect, not satisfaction. You know. But you look deeply how much hardship we put.In the life, just to achieve this unperfect happiness, you know.
所以呢，这就是生命了，我们的生活就这样。我们通常呢，都在不断的追逐生活中的小幸福，而且呢，我们呢，都竭尽全力，放了很多的心思，很多的精力呢，去追逐这样的小幸福，这只是一个例子。可是呢，如果你们从这个例子，我们可以去想去观察，可以延伸到其实很多很多事情呢，生活中很多事情呢，都是这样的。如果我们有去观察，有进一步去分析的话，我们可以忍受很多的痛苦啊，很放进很多的精力啊，就是为了追求这样很小的、很短暂的那种快乐啊。虽然这个快乐可能不是很圆满，可是呢，至少我们得到，我们就觉得哇，还不错啊。虽然我们就真的不介意了啊，放了很多很多精力啊，经历很多痛苦去追求这样的快乐。
So like that, you know, then. So here, so to practice Dharma, you know, so that means having virtuous mind, I could say that, having virtuous mind, a good heart, you know. If you have that,Virtuous mind, if you have this good thought, you know, good heart, you know, what's the benefit that bring to you? How much happiness that bring to you? So, first must understand that.
所以呢，这里呢，我们讲，我们来这里哈，学啊，学佛。这样学佛呢，我们通常就讲，我们要拥有善念，我们的念头要是善的，要保持是善的，我们的心呢也要是善的。如果我们拥有这个善念、善心呢，它可以带给我们什么好处呢
？So like that. So when you have virtuous mind.You know, I mean, just giving some, maybe just give some good example, you know, like rejoicing, you know. Whenever you see something, some quality or anything you see in other person, when you rejoice, for example. You know, feel happy about that. That could be virtuous mind. So, what that bring? How much that kind of rejoicing bring happiness in your mind? And other people too, you know. Must understand that first.
比如说随喜啊，随喜是一种善的心念，就看到别人有些优良的品德素质的时候呢，我们心呢升起欢喜，我们叫随喜。当你随喜的时候呢，就是一个善念，这个善心就升起来了。所以呢，你的心是感觉到快乐的，所以你就可以看到呢，随喜啊，能够带给自己快乐，他呢也可以带给别人啊带快乐，别人看到这个好的东西，他也会感到快乐。
So similarly, like respect it mind, you know, from your heart, respect other, sincerely respect other. So that could be the virtuous mind, you know. So you really do that, you know, just you really have this kind of respect mind, you know, in your heart, how much happiness does bring to you, you know, must experience first.
同样的，当我们的心里呢，生起这个尊敬他人这个心的时候，这也是个善念。当这个善心呢，这善念是跟着善心同时升起的。有善念就有善心。这个善心呢，从心里真正升起，真正从心里打从心里尊敬和表示尊敬他人的话，你可以观察自己心里，你可以感到很快乐。
So same thing, also like, you know, the verbally, physically, you know, like good action, the physical action. If somebody asks you, where is the Amitabha Buddhist Center, for example, and the road, then you bring the person, bring here, oh, this is the Amitabha Buddhist Center, willingly, happily, showing the person, you know, that is good action. You know, so like that. Also then, somebody talk to you, you know, how you answer person with the pleasant, with not my moody action, but with a pleasant expression. You know, talk to the person, smile, you know. So that's a good say, virtuous action, you know. So if you do that, deep down, in your heart, you feel happy. You know, that's what you want. You feel happy. Not only that, but same time, so much happiness you bring to the other person. You know, he take that your example, you know, from seriously, oh, he did this. Talk to other people. Oh, such a nice person, wow, like that, you know. So, you know, he gives so much happiness. My point is also you receive so much happiness in your heart when you, any kind of virtuous action you do, you know, that brings so much happiness yourself to other, you know. So this is must understand, you know.
同样的，如果我 一个善的心念呢，也可以从我们的身体的行为啊，我们的讲话啊、言语里面表现出来。打个比方，比如说有个人在路边哦，就问你：“哎，阿弥陀佛，佛性中心在哪里啊？我要去那边啊，可是我不知道怎么去啊。”这样你就：“哎，来，我带你去啊。”所以你就 ABC 101，所以你不大带他过马路，然后来到这里，他当然来，你要跟他讲，哇，然后你很自动的、很高兴的带他来这里，哦，所以他你会，这就是一种善的行为啊，哦，别人很高兴啊，他来到这里哦，你也是很开心啊，可能多了一个 ABC 的会员。 那跟别人讲话的时候，比如你跟别人讲话的时候，你是和颜悦色的跟别人讲啊，脸带微笑的，这样跟别人这样讲话，这也是一种善的行为啊，口啊，口业，善的口业啊。所以呢，你从心里呢，你这样能够这样做，你心里会感到快乐，因为你帮助别人啊，对吗？ 哇，你心里会感到快乐，跟别人得到帮助，你的帮助也会感到快乐，所以这个快乐是可以感染的，是可以传播感染的，所以呢，不只是你自己感到快乐，其他的人呢，也会感到这样的快乐。可能别人以为说，哦，这个人呢，坐啊，他带我来 ABC 嘞，就是他啊，是你啊，然后讲话也这样很高兴的，所以呢，你可以看到啊，别人拥有这样的快乐，那你自己呢，你自己的心里呢，也会感到非常的快乐。
So here's my point is that you know when you engage in virtuous action, verbally, physically, mentally.You know, that then, you know, immediately that bring peace in your mind, happiness in your mind. Not only that, so other person, you know. So must understand that, how that bring, you know, so must understand that.
所以从这样的例子，我们就看到呢，我们其实呢，可以通过善的行为呢带来快乐。善的行为呢，指我们的身体上的行为，我们做的东西，还有我们的嘴巴讲的话，我们口业等等啊。在我们如果能够做这样的善业的话呢，我们自己呢心里会感到快乐，同时呢，接受的人呢、接受的那一方呢，也会心里也会感到快乐。
So like that. So when you understand that, you know, bring so much happiness for yourself. So that motivates. That's the motivation. You know, the strong motivation comes from there. You know, with understanding, with the feeling, then your motivation is really powerful. You know, you see the benefit. You see the happiness, you know, in your mind. Also you see, you bring happiness to other people.When you see that, then you have very, very strong motivation, you know, to practice virtues, practice Dharma, you know. Dharma brings happiness to yourself and others, you know. When you understand that, then your motivation starts, really strong motivation comes from there.
所以当我们完全明白了，这样做呢，怎样做呢，会给我们带来快乐的时候呢，我们的发心呢、就会很强烈。因为这个发心不是空洞的发心的，这个发心呢，是因为你们完完全明白，你完完全全有这样的觉受，所以这个发心是伴随这个觉受的，而且是很强烈的。为什么呢？因为你看到，你明白了这样做可以带来的好处，这样做的可以带来的快乐。这样你就有很强烈的意愿、要去做，要去修法、要去做善的行为，这个呢我们叫做强烈的发心、所以强烈的发心呢可以推动我们，它只有我们只有在完完全全明白、完全明白它带来的利益，它带来的利益的时候，我们才会升起这样的强烈的发心。
So,Also like that, when you engage in virtuous action, physically, verbally, mentally, so that you see the joy in your mind. Also this kind of happiness stay in your mind long time, you know, until you are dead, you know, until you are dead. In time of the death, also you remember, you know, I've done such a virtuous action. By thinking, remembering that,also bring joy in your mind, time of the death.
所以呢，我们可以看到，当我们身体上做了善的行为，我们说好话的时候，它是可以给我们带来快乐的。这样的快乐，你进一步去想的话，这样的快乐呢，可以长久的留在你的心相续里面，直到你死亡。甚至呢，在死亡发生的时候啊，这一生呢、你跟这一生说拜拜的时候，如果你跟意念起，哎，你做过的这个善的行为，说过的那好话，它在那一刻也会给你带来很大的快乐。
So like that. So my point is that Dharma practice, or we could say virtuous mind, virtuous action can bring happiness whole entire your life, even the time of the death. That's the most difficult time. If you remember all the positive action, what you did, you will remember that time. You will be relaxed. No regret of your death. You know? So much joy there. You know? If you do so much good action, then so much joy time of the death. My life is meaningful. You know? I have done good enough my life. You know? This is my time to go. You know, some joy there, you know, because of the Dhamma practice.
所以呢，我们看到这个就叫做修行了，这个就叫做修行，也叫做修这个法。这个修法是什么呢？就是我们表现在我们做的善的行为，我们说的善的语言。 所以呢，这个善的语言、善的行为，我们叫善业，它可以给我们这一生呢带来利益、带来快乐。我们这整个一生哦，整个生命都会带来快乐和利益。就算在死亡的那一刻，在我们生命中最难应对的、最难应付的那一刻，就死亡发生的那一刻，当我们的意念起啊，我们做过的善业的时候呢，我们就会觉得很快乐。 所以呢，我们会觉得，哎，这一生人不会对我们的这一生哦，就这样过了一生。你对这你的这一生呢，不会感到后悔，而且会感到一种快乐。哎呀，这一生呢，至少呢，我做了很多很多的善业，哦，所以我这一生呢是过得非常有意义的，哦，这一生呢已经是圆满了，很好了。OK， 现在我可以安心的拜拜了。So
happily, you know, happily we can say bye bye. You know, happily you can say bye-bye, you know, if it is Lord of Virtue's action, then very happy. So that means you are happy death, punished death, very happy, joyful death, I could say that. If that happened, the next rebirth is taken care of. No need to worry at all, you know, you have good rebirth, definite, you know.
所以呢，如果你真的是这样做的话， 这样你就可以在死亡的那个很高兴的跟他说再见，因为呢你已经做了很多很多的善业，所以你可以很快乐的死亡，因为你下一生呢绝对没有问题，你懂？下一生呢你绝对会投身到三上道去。So
then, wherever you take river, doesn't matter, you know? So, because your previous life, you know, you engage in virtuous karma, you live your life like that, you know, your habit is like that. So immediately, then next life, you will continue much more than this life, you know, engaging in virtuous action, physically, mentally, verbally, you know, much better, you know. So that means so much happiness in this life, yourself, and bring so much happiness to other sentient beings. So like that, you know, life to life, it goes like that, that so much happiness, you know, you can achieve, you know, by this life engaging in virtuous action. So punish bring long-lasting happiness.
所以呢，我们讲啊，如果我们真的能够这样做的话呢，这样我们下一世呢，去哪里都没有问题。 因为呢，我们这一生呢已经造了很多很多的善业，所以呢，下一生呢，因为这个习气嘛，习气的种子，所以下一生呢，我们还是会继续的去造很多的善业，我们会心存善念啊，身造善业啦，口说善语啦等等，所以这不是下一生哦，就生生世世哦，再多一生多一生。 我们会以这样的方式呢，这样的相续呢，不断的去造相愿，所以我们的最终呢，一定能达到我们的最终目标。We can achieve， 很像国庆日的歌，所以呢，可以带来持久的快乐。We can achieve is a Singapore National Day song. It's Singapore National Day song. We can achieve. We can achieve.
Achieve what? Achieve what?
Achieve what? 来，你们要回答。
We can achieve what? After sentence, then what they put?
fill in the blanks, 来填充题。
Yeah, we can achieve the happiness. I mean, that's the whole goal is about that, you know, achieving happiness. I think nothing else than that. You know, idea is that achieve happiness. You know.
所以呢，我目标呢，应该是能够成就永久的快乐。
So like that, so it's important to understand that, you know, so, you know, engaging in virtuous action, you know, practicing Dharma, how important, how much happiness does bring, you know, this life, life to life, you know, up to enlightenment, you know, so, must understand that, you know, reflection, study, reflection, meditate, you know, so then,some experience, then very good, you know, then you have really strong motivation there, you know. Otherwise, difficult.
所以呢，我们应该要这样的去啊、发心啊，就刚才讲到发心嘛，最后呢，我们就去造善业啦、啊，哦，就心里啊要存善念呢、啊，然后呢，身体要造那个善业，然后呢。口呢要说善语，这个就叫做修行了、哦、这个叫修行了，就是修行这善法，这能够这样做的话呢，它就会推动我们下一生也这样做，然后下下一生也这样做，就生生世世、哦、有这种习气的推动，直到我们成佛，像这个过程当然是很长的，像我们呢就要不断的在过程中不断的去听闻佛的道理，然后去思维哦，这个道理是什么意思？为什么他这么样讲？然后进一步的去修行，所以我们要需要做这个闻思修的功夫，然后累积呢实际的经验啊。闻思修，你去修行的时候，你会有一些经验的，然后得到一些经验呢，然后呢不断的再去修啊。所以我们是以这样的方式啊来发心，这样我们的发心呢就会很强烈。
So like that. So, I mean, so this always have to be mindful, you know, mindfulness on this. Our action is extremely important, you know, our action, mindful on our action, you know. Sometimes, of course, you sincerely, you know, talk to person, open your heart, you know, smile, of course. Then, it's happy, you know, wherever you talk.Both persons happy. But somebody want to talk to you, your face is not smiling and look down, moody face. And of course, so other people immediately reject, bring unhappiness to other person. Why the person is like that? Immediately, you know, become unhappy. You know.
所以在我们的日常行为中呢，我们都要有正念啊、比如说讲话的时候，通常我们跟别人讲话啦，我们都能敞开我们的心房啦，微笑啦，我们都可以带来快乐，都很快乐的啊、可是如果有人要跟你讲话呢，你不要跟他讲话，但是、这段我听得不是很清楚、就是有时候你跟他讲话他跟别人有讲的，另外一个人要跟你讲，你不要跟他讲，他会觉得诶哇，他的玻璃心就会碎了、为什么这样呢、为什么，所以呢他可能就给他带来这个不快乐，所以我们的行为啊，在日常行为我们必须要有这些正念。
So I don't know where I saw something, I don't know, something like that. There's one poor beggar, poor man asked to Buddha, I don't know, asked Buddha, you know,why I'm so poor, I think something like that, why I'm so poor, you know. So then Buddha replied to him, because you didn't do the generosity. So because of that, you are poor, you know.
Kiramji 在他日常时候已经读过这样的读过了这样一段故事，就是说有一个没有钱的人就问佛了，诶，为什么我这样穷？佛说因为呢你不曾布施。
So then that beggar, this poor man replied to Buddha, because I have nothing to give, you know.
这个穷人呢，可能是乞丐，这乞丐讲：“哎呀，我身上一毛钱都没有，我怎么能够布施呢？我不能给任何东西。”
Oh, then Buddha said, you have your body. Buddha said, you have your body. So you can smile, you know, you can smile to others. So that is the generosity. Smile to others.
这样佛就回答说：“你还拥有一个身体，对吗？哦，所以你可以布施你的微笑。”Okay.
So like that. I mean, just very simple example. You know, like that. You can offer charity or offer your smile to others. You know, don't smile 24 hours. That's not good.
所以呢，这是一个很简单的例子。其实呢，布施哦，也可以是很简单的。那个微笑也是一种布施，不过不要24小时在那边笑，人家以为你笑。听人就明白了，明白这句，这句福建话啊，笑。
Oh, something like that. So like that, I mean, this very, I mean, I don't know where I saw that, I don't know, something like this, very, very wonderful advice, you know. We can do a small thing, but we don't do it, that's, you know, why, you know, something like that. But you understand the benefit, you know, just smiling how much it brings happiness to others. You know, I mean, when I say smile, I mean really smile. I mean, sincere smile, you know. Not one is showing the teeth, not that one, but some kind of from the heart, you know.
所以呢，这是Kinrum Jay呢，就读过的佛陀的那个。 啊，开始这开始太好了，哦，所以呢，其实我们可以很多从很小的事件哦来做的，哦，它让我明白呢，啊，就算从很小很小的一个举动啊，哦，都可以有带来很多的好处。当然，我们要很真诚的从心里发出微笑啦，不要给那种塑胶的那种笑容，哦 ，plastic smile。
Oh, so like that. You know, I mean, even give one candy or giving cup of tea to someone, you know, sincerely, you know, or for a cup of tea is for you, you know. I mean, you do sincerely, you know, with joyfully you do that. You know, there's so much happiness there, you know, yourself or other, you know. So, you want happiness, then we must create the cause, you know. That is the real happiness, cause for happiness, you know.
所以呢，我们也可以给一颗糖果，啊，可能给一个小孩子了。有些大人也喜欢吃糖果的了，啊，或者给一杯茶。只要我们是从心底很真诚的、很开心的去做这样的布施的话，哦，这样也可以跟别人也给自己带来快乐。因为我们的目标就是要得到快乐，所以这就是得到快乐的因。
So like that. So, still I remember, you know, I almost never forget. You know, I don't know when was that. I don't remember. Some around there, 1994, something like, I don't know, 1994, I don't know, somewhere around there. I went to Dhamsala, in Tushita. I was there for 2 months. I was doing some, to memorize some texts. The winter time, so I was there in Tushita. you know, morning, night, or just memorize text. for that, I was there. I think 2 months around there. Then, that Dharamsala winter is cold, so I went outside of the temple, I think about after my breakfast, something I don't know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock, sun rise, you know. So I was just sitting in front of Gumpa there, you know, to have some heat from the sun there. Yeah.
So, you know, 现在呢 Timberjee 要讲个故事。这故事呢他不大清楚那个年份啊，大概是1994年或1995年啊，那时候呢他就到达拉姆萨拉，达拉姆萨拉这个地方，这个山城的地方，你们有去过达拉姆萨拉吗？哦，这是达赖喇嘛尊者住的地方了。这达拉姆萨拉达拉姆萨拉这个图西达啊，图西达，这个地方，在图西达这个地方呢，他就在那边住了2个月，在那边那个背这个佛经啊，因为他们的寺院，他们是要背诵所有的经文的。这样，达姆萨拉呢是很冷，这个地方是很冷的，因为它的纬度比较高，大概是几千公尺啊。所以早餐后，他就出去啊，出去走出这个佛堂啊。大概是8:30到9:00的时候太阳出来了，我在太阳出来太晚了，好，他在佛殿前坐着，然后就在那边晒太阳。
So I just, you know, just came out from room after breakfast, you know, then I was just sitting there so that sun just rise, you know, just even less than 5 minutes, I think. Then there's one, I don't know,group of people came there, guided by one Western nun, you know, bring from downstairs, from Meklokansh to up, you know, they walk up, you know, I don't know, it takes maybe 20 minutes or 20 minutes walking upstairs the hill, to the Tushita. So then they saw me, the nun, I think probably she know me, I know her, but whether she know me, I'm not sure. So I know her, then she asked me, where is the Venerable Roger room? You know, I was just sitting, then I pointed just there, you know, because I just came out, I'm so cold. You know? Then she immediately asked like that, I said, there, like that. Then she became so upset with me. Then she asked me to come up and show me the room, you know, she said like,So I was a little bit strong myself, so no, I said. Room is just there, go there, I said. So then she was so upset with me for, I think, 2-3 weeks like that, you know. So like that, not only that, then she went to talk to the other nun, you know, this, such a monk, so terrible, or this. Because another nun, she told me, her friend, the nun I know, so she told me all this. Then she asked me, I must apologize her or something. So of course, I thought I didn't do the mistake, why I need to apologize, you know? So that kind of, like that, then, after I was okay, after 3 weeks or something, then we had lunch or dinner or something together, then after a while it's okay, but beginning was like that, you know? So, of course, we never see our mistake, most of the time, we never see our mistake. You know, by right, of course, I didn't know, but she, of course she came from downstairs upstairs, tiring, so, you know, it's not easy. Also she don't know, I just came out, you know, so like that, by right, of course, she asked somebody, us, we should stand up and bring them, oh, this is the room, like that. Then there's no issue.My point is, then there's no issue, you know. She said, the person is happy, I'm happy, you know. But I didn't do that, so because of that, so much unhappy there, you know. So this is my story, yeah.
So, 呢那时候呢 Kiram 就从房间出来哦， 这个太阳刚刚出来，其实他坐在那个坐在外面的，这大概少过五分钟，这时候就有一个尼师，这个尼师带领了一群人啊来参观，这群人是从山下上来的，因为达姆萨拉是一个山城嘛，从山下呢走上来以后，这样他把他们带上来之后呢，刚好就来到这个地方，就看到 Ken Rinpoche 坐在那边了，那时候他还不是 Ken Rinpoche 了，他就问。问 Ken Rinpoche， 其实这个尼师呢，Ken Rinpoche 其实是认识他了哈、哦，也算是认识他，可是他不知道他认得他嘛，所以他那时候这个尼师就问Ken Rinpoche， 请问 Venerable Roger 的房间在哪里 ？Venerable Roger 是索巴上师的侍者。他就问 Venerable Roger 的房间在哪里？像 Ken Rinpoche 刚刚出来哦，因为很冷，刚出来，刚有太阳，很舒服嘛。他坐在那边，他就用手指，那在那边，因为太冷了。像这个女士就觉得很，哎呀，就觉得很难受啊。因为什么？哎，让他觉得哇，有点生气了。他就讲来。带我去他的房间哦，告诉我指出那个房间，带我去那边。这样呢，可是呢，因为 Ken Rinpoche 还是坐在那边哦，坐在那边呢，他还是坐那边不要动嘛，因为太舒服，他在那就在那边你自己去咯。所以这个女士就感到很生气了，觉得很生气了，就他其实呢还气了大概两三个星期啊。过后还去了两个星期，所以他很不开心啊，很开心为什么这个人这样了、所以他不开心，他还告诉其他的尼师啊，他的同伴都在讲，这样你懂哦，在传，这样其中一个尼师，他告诉了一个尼师啊，就告诉Ken Rinpoche， 在这跟 Ken Rinpoche 讲，哎呀，你这样哦，他觉得你很没有礼貌啊，什么之类的，他很不开心啊，你要跟他道歉。这样 Cameron 就听了就觉得好奇怪，讲诶，我没有做错什么，为什么我要道歉直到有两三周之后，他们又有一个机会坐在一起吃午餐，所以事情后来就不懂怎么样了不要问了所以很多时候就是我们有些盲点了，我们真的有盲点，我们看不到自己到底做错了是什么，或者我们的缺点在哪里。像同样的，就在这个故事里面呢，就那个尼师也不知道，其实呢，Ken Rinpoche那时候刚刚出来而已，而且他觉得很冷，需要晒太阳，所以他不知道，所以他以为他坐在那边就是不要动，所以很没有礼貌了，所以他觉得很不开心啊，所以。这故事告诉我们什么呢？如果当然了，如果是那时候啊，有人他告诉 Ken Rinpoche， 哦，我需要一个人带我去啊，或者是有他问的不是 Ken Rinpoche， 问了另外一个人，那个人站起来带他去，当然就没有接下来的他的故事就传了了。所以这故事讲到哪里呢？这故事就讲完了。
Finish?
Yeah.
You lost your sabre.
Yeah, you say, actually if she saw you, you stand up and show her the room and that's it. Yeah.
If I do that, then there's no problem.
There's no
problem.
No issue, no problem.
No issue, yeah. She's happy, I was happy.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do my action, that's why all the problem happened. Because also this really look deep down, because I just looking my happiness. I just want the heat from the sun. I couldn't give up that.
Yeah. 因为那时候 Ken Rinpoche 刚出来嘛，所以他需要阳光的温暖，所以呢，他就没有站起来。如果那时候他站起来哦，带他去那个 Verbal Roger 的房间的话，带那一群人去，当然就不会有问题了啊。Member Roger is there already.
Then go and buy offering.
母亲是讲她自身的经验了，就是说她有时候带那个人去到那个房间，你人家问你带他去那个地方，那那个人又提出新的要求，哦，我现在要做公羊，你帮我找找找什么东西啊？所以就是不会自动了，对吗？
So I mean, my point is that how much you sacrifice. So that's the whole point is that how much you can sacrifice your life to other. You know, if you cannot sacrifice your life to other, then so much difficult, miserable. If you're able to sacrifice your life to other, service to other, you know, then less problem, you know.
Less problem, but still have problems.所以呢，这个问题就是，如你能够跟别人贡献多少啊、哦？如果呢，你真的能够贡献的话，当然呢，问题就不大了，或者根本没有问题。如果你不能贡献的话，哦，这样当然就会有问题。
So like that. So what I'm talking is about, yeah, her
motivation.
Yeah, her motivation is like that. So.We must understand, you know, what really bring happiness. You know, how the virtuous action bring happiness. Must understand. Even your small action, you know, how that bring happiness to other. So that means yourself too, you know. So, understand that. Then, that really the, you know, point is coming from there. Your motivation is coming from there.Must understand that.
所以呢 ，Timothy 要跟我们讲的就是发心，关于发心。这发心呢，我们的发心呢，我们必须要明白正确的发心呢，需要我们明白呢，我们要怎么样做才能得到快乐，或者怎么样的行为。才会得到快乐，因为如果是善的行为的话呢，我们就会带来快乐，不只是给别人对方带来快乐，也自己呢也会得到快乐。当我们明白这一层的时候，我们这样的去发心的话，我们的发心呢才会坚固。
So like that, then of course daily life, you know, always mindful on that, you know, your action, you know, physical, verbal action.And this is what people see, you know. So your mind, of course, hard to see. The verbal, physical, people able to see immediately. So then, whenever engaged in negative way, mind pull and stop. You know. Then try to apply the virtuous action, which bring happiness to yourself and other. You know, in daily life. So that is the how we practice Dharma in base first is like that.
所以在每天的日常生活中呢，我们除了发心呢，在每天生活中，我们都有一正念呢，注意我们的身体的行为，还有我们嘴巴里讲出的话，因为呢，这是别人可以看到的，别人看到我们怎么样，就从我们的身体的行为啦，还有我们嘴里讲的话，所以呢，我们要以正念呢去注意、去观察我们的这样的行为，然后我们必须确保哈，我们的行为啊，我们的行为，我们嘴巴讲的话呢是有意义的，所以呢，我们要从心里哈发出，从心里呢由心里出发，然后显现在我们的善的行为，还有善的语言啊，这是我们所讲的修行。
Really, I mean, really, when you, I mean, very simple thing can bring so much happiness, you know.Not like gym hardship like that. Even spirit, you know, for your body, you know, just to have this shape, you put some hardship, you know. But the happiness not so big, you know. Also cannot last. But another way, your virtuous action, verbal action, physical action, simple. If you do very simple, you know. If you do very simple, one time, bring so much happiness.
所以呢，真的能够带给我们快乐，其实是非常简单简单的行为啊， 哦，可能其实是不需要花很多精力，或者经历很大的痛苦，我才会得到这个快乐的。哦，非常简单的行为啊，从我们身体的很善的行为啊，从我们嘴巴出来的善的语言呢，如果我们能够做一次的话，很简单哦，去做好，去试一次的话，你可以看到呢，它可以带给我们很大的快乐。
So like that, Paul, I mean, just giving some example. If the parent have children, you know, then children come back to home, then if the children or child or son or daughter, whoever it is, come back, you know, talk nicely to the mother or father or papa or mama, I don't know how they call. Huh? Mommy? Huh? Papa, mama, mommy, papa, whatever. So, whatever you call. So, the children come back and respectfully, oh, mommy, I'm back home. You know, I mean, that's way up, nice way of saying to the parent, you know. That makes so much happy, you know. I mean, you, parent. In a very simple word, you know. If children, child, son or daughter, how to talk. Sincerely, you know. I'm back, mommy, you know. You know, I mean, either 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, doesn't matter. Whoever it is, you know, you talk like that, so much happiness like that, you know. So also like then, of course, parents, how to talk to the children, how they talk to the children, you know, in a nice way, with a smile way, caring way, you know, not like that facial, but nice face, talk nicely to children, you know. So, I mean, that brings the happiness in the family, you know. So there's the respect, you know. Always there, like that. With your bubble, physical, like that. That brings happiness in the family. Just example.
所以呢，再举一个很简单的例子。比如说有孩子回到家里了，不管是儿子或女儿，如果呢他能够很好的跟他的爸爸妈妈讲话呢，他的比如说他可能有一个女儿回来，咪我回来了啊，突然人家被讲妈咪的咪啊爸这样的。好，那回来了。这其实妈妈听了就会感到很开心的。好，因为呢那小孩子呢这样很开心，很尊敬的跟父母讲话哦，不管他是十岁啊、二十岁啊，或者很多年后哦，如果你和你父母这样讲，他还是会感到很开心的。当然呢，从父母的角度看啊，父母如果和孩子讲话，哦，孩子讲话，可能带着笑容啊，很好的跟他们讲话，这样那孩子听了也会感到很开心的。如果双方都能这样的话呢，这个整个家庭呢就很和谐、很开心，因为呢他们都能够互相尊重。所以呢，我们可以从我们日常生活中，从我们自己的身体的行为啊，还有我们的语言啊、讲话方面呢可以看到了很小的地方，这些地方从这个地方着手，从这个地方呢去做，就可以带给我们多快乐啊！这只是一些例子。
So like that, so I mean, so like that, even wife or husband, or I mean same thing, you know, I mean whoever, you know, so come whatever, you know, how they communicate, you know, so how you talk to each other.How express each other, how nicely they talk each other, you know, how they respect each other, you know, so how they used to call, you know, like, not the harsh way, you know, nice way, you know, sincerely, you know, calling each other, how they used to call, you know, nicely, you know, whatever you call, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the husband calls the mother, is mommy, like that, I don't know. Something like that. Sometimes they call darling or what something. So like that, you know, how you really express, you know, whichever please the person, pleasing the person. It doesn't, not politics, but it's really sincerely saying the nicely. You know, that bring closeness, you know, to the relationship, you know. So that, but everything like that, oh, my point is how you really act from your side, you know, versus action. So that means nice action, which benefit other, right? Benefit yourself. So like that, that I think life is happy life, you know.
So, 呢，其实我们看到呢，在一个家庭里面呢，我们怎么样沟通啊，其实呢是很重要的。我们有没有给对方呢尊敬啊？比如说，如果我们在家里面讲话呢，互相讲话是很客气的、很真诚的，在我们的怎么样的称呼对方啊，怎样叫对方啊，可也是很重要。比如说有些可能就讲妈咪，有些打铃之类的，其实都是很客气，不会说恶口相向的。这样其实要讲的就是，从我们本身来看呢，我们怎么样去做，就是我们的行为，我们怎样去讲。如果呢，我们是善的念头出发的话，我们就做出了这善的行为的话呢，我们就可以利益自己啊，也可以利益旁边的人。所以呢，我们的生活呢，就可以感到快乐。
So like that, so to understand that, you know, I mean, practicing Dharma doesn't mean such a part of it, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, very simple thing.Virtual action, verbally, physically, we can practice that. So again, by that, what we get, must understand that. Not that mindful on that, try to put effort on that. Not easy, of course. It depends on both parties, not one party. But nevertheless, from one side, must put effort to achieve that. Much as possible, then you will see the result.You know, you put effort, you will see the result. Not one time, you know. As I give example, one time you go to gym, you cannot change your body, you know. Not possible. Same thing, you know, practice Dharma one time, it doesn't change. You know, month, year, you know. Then you're able to see the change, you know.
所以呢，我们可以看到的修行其实是很简单的，好，比如说修行，我要去修行，就要再去一个某某一个地方或者庙里面，不需要的，哦，所以呢，修行呢，其实呢，只要从我们本身做起，哦，我们有的正念呢，然后呢，去做这个善业，要明白呢，什么是我们应该做的，然后我们提起的正念，其实是非常简单的。当你跟你讲，哦，这其实要看哦，就是你做一些东西要看对方的反应。当然它是双方的关系，可是从你本身这方面来讲，你自己呢就要尽力，哦，尽力去做，哦，尽力去做这个善业。所以如果你能够这样精进去做的话，有这个正念精进去做，你就可以看到成果。当然讲看到成果并不是做一次啊，做一次啊就可以马上看到成果了，也不是吗？就好像如果你要减肥的话，也不是说诶你去一次那个健身房锻炼一下身体哦就马上可以得到效果，也不是这样。所以这修行的话，当然讲修行我们这样提起正念啊去做啊，讲好话，注意自己的身体行为，这修一次当然也是不够的。可是如果你能够坚持下去，长期一个月两个月一年两年下去，这样你就会看到成果了。
So like that, the answer how question is good. The answer is that, you know, so what we want happiness. We want everlasting happiness. Not short time. So therefore, you know, when you do this virtuous action, you knowverbally, physically, mentally, you know, when you engage that, then that really brings the happiness. You know, must understand that, how that brings happiness. By different example I give, how that brings happiness, this life, life to life. Must understand that. Then, of course, then put effort. You want happiness, then long-lasting happiness, then put effort to engage on those actions, you know.
所以呢，刚才那个 Aunty 的问题哦，出发哦，到现在，就如果你要发心的话，为什么呢？就是因为你要得到快乐嘛。这快乐是 是永久的快乐，而不是那短暂一时间的快乐。这样呢，想得到这样的快乐呢，就要从我们的善心善念开始，要拥有这个善心和善念。这善心和善念呢，应该表现在我们的身口意三方面，就是我们心里想的要有善念，我们做出来的要善的行为，嘴巴讲的要善的语言。这样如果能够这样去做的话呢，很简单的这样去做的话呢，我们就可以哦得到快乐。那刚才呢 ，Karen 姐也举了很多不同的例子了，进一步说明啊，怎么样得到这样的快乐？而且这样的快乐呢，是可以很久的留在我们的心相续里面。所以呢，不只是这一生带来快乐，下一生也可以给你的带来快乐，而生生世世哦，都给你带来无穷无尽的快乐。
Okay, you are.
Okay.
Oh, she said. Yeah, one more question. I think I'm not going to read the text now.
So, Tony Haimi, you may have one tea, two eat out one tea. Jim Tian, woman, in guy, me of Bamba Tian. Oh, like, Auntie Lian Hua, you want some.哇哦！我要翻译啊哈！
是这两句话可以解释吗？因为我蒙在里面，诸佛和如来有何分别？那要礼敬诸佛，赞叹如
Dylan was asking about this Chinese phrases. Whether Ken Rumji can explain. the first one is actually I prostrate to Bhagavans of the Ten Directions. Then another one is I praise the Tathagatas.So she's asking, can you explain the meaning of this? When we say, Bhagavan of various directions, 诸佛指的是很多很多很多所有的一切佛。So I prostrate to all the Buddhas. Then everyone is the Tathagatas. So is there any difference? We say all the Buddhas and the Tathagatas.你其实要给我们去解释佛的十个名号的不同啊。诸佛和如来是一样的嘞。众生佛不是众生。如来是佛的一个名号，是佛的名。对。对。如来可以是所有的佛。不是，你他妈大都是佛界，所以你要问的其实是华文的，听说句我看不。
What happened?
She's asking about the Chinese translation. I prostrate to all the Buddhas. The Chinese say 礼敬诸佛了.
All the Buddhas then?
Then after this, I praise to the Tathagatas. It's actually another term for Buddhas. So she's asking what's the difference in these terms.
I mean, when they say Bhagavan, you know, so I think that Tibetan was Jomden there. I think it must be that one. Bhagavan. So that is the one is Tathagata Teshin Shepa. I mean, they all mean one thing. You know, Bhagavan means Tathagata, Tathagata means Bhagavan. You know, so there's no difference, saying same thing, but why they say they have different meaning, you know, why, you know.
真的好像是这个华文的，我看 Karen 却没有办法跟你讲。可是他讲的是那个 Bhagavan 那你翻译，你看那个佛经，它有宝且梵，在他在藏文里面有 Tathagata Desim Shempa， 所以他其实他的那个意思呢都是一样的。可是为什么我们有不同的名号？
Okay, that means same, but I don't know the Sanskrit word, but Bhagavan, the Tibetan word is Jomden. You know, Jomden, must be that one, Jomden. Jomden, so must be that. There's two words there, you know. Bhagavan, the Tibetan, Jomden. Jom means to destroy. So that means destroy all the, you know, defilement, you know, which is obscuration to liberation, obscuration to omniscience, you know. All those defilements are totally abandoned, you know. Jom is that. That have meaning of that.
So, you know, 他刚这个宝前凡, 就是 Bhagavan, 翻译成藏语的时候, 他们叫 Chomden. 这 Chomden 其实是两个字母了, 所以 Chom 指的是摧毁，摧毁什么呢？摧毁所有的烦恼，摧毁所有的恶障。这个恶障指的就是烦恼障和智慧障。现在人的翻译叫所知障。
So then mean possess. Then mean possess all the qualities, you know.
这样呢，这个 then 呢就表示拥有的所有的良好的素质，所以其实中文就叫正的断正，它就叫断和正。Okay,
so like that, so that's the Bhagavan is about that.
所以宝前凡就是这个意思了。这中文其实断正，断所有的烦恼，正的所有的一切功德。
Okay, that's the meaning of Bhagavan. So that means talking about the Buddha, yeah?
所以这是 Bhagavan 还有那个 Chumden 的，就
So then
就翻译过来的意思。
Teshin Shepa Tathagata, how the English translated? Gone beyond as it is, something like that, no?
Gone to the shore.
No, not that one. Tathagata is
到彼岸。
Gone beyond. Yes, it is. Something like that. No? Huh?
Gone, thus gone.
Huh? On?
The one thus gone.
Oi, what happened all the sinner? What?
The one thus gone.
On?
The one thus gone.
Gone.
THUS, thus gone. GONE.
So I don't know how that, but it's from Teshin Shekpa. Gone as it is. Something like that means gone as it is. Gone as it is. Something like that, I don't know. So that means, you know, so, I mean, talking about the Buddha nature here, you know, the emptiness of the mind. Or Buddha nature. You know, every sentient being have this quality, you know, clear mind. You know, Buddha nature, like that. So, when you see fully your mind, you know, fully realize your mind how it is. You know, that means you're waking up. So that means you become enlightened. You know, seeing what it is, you know. So that, yeah.
Shinshipa 是藏语了，他讲的是什么呢？是道彼岸呢、啊？道彼岸呢、啊？就如是如是道彼岸 ，as it is 如是啊，如是道彼岸。他讲的是什么呢？讲的其实就是佛性，讲的是佛性。这佛性呢，是每一个众生呢都本来就拥有的。这佛性指的是每个众生本来就拥有的明光。啊，所以呢，当你的心呢完全觉悟的话，哦，你就可以看到这个明光，这众生本有的哦，不增不减的那个明光，所以他们就在这个正等正觉了。
So like that, I think gone as it is, sometimes gone as it is, I don't know, gone as it is, something I don't know, 这信息吧 ，gone as it is, so.Idea is that, you know, so seeing your own mind very clearly, you know, which is in reality is like that, you know, we don't recognize. When you see that fully how it is, your mind, you know, nature of the mind clearly, you know.
所以呢，他的意思就是见到我们的本心了、啊、哦，见到我们的本心了、啊，这个我们的。本初的心是怎么样的呢？因为我们现在呢，这本初心一直在我们这里。可是呢，当我们没有觉悟的时候，我们是看不到的。
So idea is that we have this clear mind, you know, Buddha nature. We have that, but at the moment, you know, it's covered by the all different affliction. You know, so it's all the affliction is advantageous, not nature of the mind. Nature of the mind is very clear.It is like enlightened, you know. Nature of the mind, it is like enlightened. But at the moment, it's covered by all different affliction, you know. Like so many affliction covered by that. So when you remove all affliction one by one, you know, everything removed, you know, your mind become Buddha, you know.
现在呢，我们呢看不到这个。佛的心啊，是因为呢，我们被烦恼啊给遮住了，给遮住了，遮住了。所以呢，我们看不到原本我们的心的它的那个佛性，哦，所以它我们就看不到这心原本的所属的明光。可是，当我们把这一层呢，这层层的烦恼啊给去除掉，这烦恼不是永久性的，把它去除断除掉的话，我们就可以看到我们自心的本性。这自心的本性呢，就是佛性。
So that have the meaning, you know. So sometimes we think when you get enlightened, it doesn't mean go somewhere. It doesn't mean anything. There's nowhere to go when you get enlightened and become Buddha.There's no way to go within your mind when all this affliction removed. You are enlightened. You are Buddha. You know, as it is. It's already. Now it's just recognized, fully developed, fully show up, you know. So like that. So when you say Buddha, it doesn't mean you have to go somewhere and enlighten, not like that. Within your mind, when this defilement removed,You are there, and Buddha is there. No.
所以，当我们想证悟的时候呢，并不表示有个地方让你去啊，去证悟。哦，所以呢，这是《金刚经》里面的一句话：“如来如无，没有去什么，不来也不去的了，不用去什么地方的。”所以呢，当你证得如来的境界的时候呢，你不需要去什么。特别某个地方，因为当你证得佛觉悟了成佛的时候呢，你就把你自己所拥有的佛性啊，完完全全的施展开来，它完完全全的显现出来了。所以证得佛的佛 证悟佛啊，并不是说哦，你就证悟了你的心了，或者你的就去到某某个地方，你其实已经拥有这样的佛性了。
Yeah, so the Tathagata is something like gone as it is. I don't know what is it meaning. I don't know.
所以呢，那 Tathagata 它的意思就是到彼岸，就是如是如是，就是彼岸，这是一个比喻啊。不是另外一个地方，它就在你这里。
Okay, so like that, so good. Okay.
我查了谷歌啊，它也是没有讲什么诸佛和如来有什么分别，他们都是一样的。
啊、What Google say? Google say what?
It's the same. It's the same. There's no difference.
Okay, something like that. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, next class we read the 7-point mind chain. But anyway, I mean whether I go or not, many important, something useful, something good.
You 再讲一次，你太快了。你第一句是什么？心经本无经，我听到了。佛性本无性。你要问这句话是什么意思了？Andy is asking a word, a phrase in Chinese. Is it the Buddha nature is actually no nature? The Heart Sutra is actually no sutra. Translate literally.
Buddha nature is no nature.
Yep. The Heart Sutra is no sutra. 你这个无是空的意思了。The Buddha nature is empty of nature.Heart Sutra is empty of Sutra. 可能翻译成英文不能这样翻可是我不懂他这样翻Because this auntie is saying that he read this book written by a person. This person has been reading Heart Sutra, probably chant it out, chant it out, until I think he come to a realization, a stage, that is beyond the Sutra.
What Heart Sutra is? What you say? Heart Sutra is not Sutra?
empty of Sutra.
I don't.Sutra is empty of Sutra.
其实这个人是证悟了空性了。So Buddha nature is lack of a self of a nature.
So, I mean, of course, there's many different ways to express, you know, I mean. But all boils down to same thing, you know. So many have to understand, like Heart Sutra, you know, emptiness, poem, poem is emptiness. No? When you understand that, then it's all similar, you know, how they express. Doesn't matter, but whole point is poem is empty, emptiness, poem, you know. When you understand that, then you can explain all any kind of things based on that.
所以呢，其实了解空性呢，可以有不同的祭祀啊，或赞颂啊，来表达。所以，当你明白《心经》的话，比如《心经》的那个色即是空啊，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。当你明白这句话的意思呢，其实你可以用很多各种不同的方法来表示，这样你也可以解释这个空性
啊。So like that, you know, when you say Buddha nature, you know, the emptiness of the mind, you know, when again you look at what is emptiness mind, you cannot find, you know, not able to pinpoint, you know, when you say Buddha nature is emptiness of the mind, then when you look that with your wisdom, then you don't see that, not able to pinpoint emptiness of the mind. But what you find, end of the day, you find emptiness of that, you know,emptiness of that mind, that emptiness of that emptiness, but you don't see this emptiness, you know, pinpoint.
比如说这个佛性啊，佛性是指心的空啊，心的空性。所以心的空性呢，这个空到底在哪里？你可以指出来吗？其实我们指不出来，它就没有地方。所以呢，这其实就是我们要找的那个智慧，就是这空性啊，空性其实是没有个特别地方可以指出来。所以这个心呢，本身就是这个空的，这它的空性，而且我们最后还要空掉这个空性。So you have to understand dependent origination to understand emptiness.
Yeah, correct.
啊，对。啊。
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Amala is very good.
Amala 令人赞叹。你看 Amala， 你问的我都翻译不出来。
Okay, we stop here. Yeah.
好，今天呢，我们就讲到这里。下个星期呢，同样时间哦，1:30。然后我们还有一个教师节庆祝会，对吗 ？We have a Teacher's Day celebration. Okay, 这个教师节在教师节庆祝 Teacher's Day 呢，是在星期天8月26号星期天6点，在马里斯塔路的 Quality Hotel， Lotus Restaurant Vegetarian Restaurant， 不懂它华文名叫什么？莲心是吗？叫莲心哈，啊，莲心啊。所以是8月26号星期天6点，这样每一个票价是每一个大人是28元，小孩子就是看高度1.2米高度以下的是17块，所以欢迎大家出席。怎样出席呢？可以向我们的办公室4楼的办公室登记。好，所以要不要参加？所以等一下可以上去登记。好，8月26号星期天下午傍晚6点。好，回向。32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，一生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。 未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。OK， 下个星期天1:30。